Hi, and welcome to Downtown Discoveries. I'm your host, Jovan Marin, and with me today we have...
Justin.
Alex.
Jonathan.
Awesome. And they're going to be telling you a little bit more about their organizations or their businesses and some upcoming events that we have this month. So let's get started. Justin, tell us a little bit about yourself and your background and who you're here representing today.
Yeah, I'm here representing a couple of different places. I work over at Industry Restaurant Santa Marcos as a manager. I run a production company, and I am also a part of the South Square Collective. So I'm mainly here just kind of pushing our event for Mardi Gras. After the Santa Marcos Mardi Gras parade, we're going to be hosting a show after the parade. We're going to be doing four different bands between 1 to 6. So as far as the South Square Collective goes, we're just a small organization that's been together for a little while, just kind of promoting businesses just south of the square in the next like 3 or 4 blocks. We're here just to kind of ping pong and network and collaborate with each other.
That's awesome. That's really, really cool. Alex, Jonathan, can you guys tell us a little bit about yourselves and, you know, what organizations you guys are with?
Sure. My name is Alex Banbury. I'm the president of the Dunbar Heritage Association. We were established back in 1999 by my grandfather, Harvey Miller, aka the good-looking fella.
Good-looking fella.
Yes, sir. So,
you know it. So, but yeah, our organization mainly is about bringing black culture, black history to the city of San Marcos. So mm-hmm. we do a lot of events to promote black culture and history within the city. Mm-hmm. And so we have a few events coming up this this month for Black History Month. So that's what we're here to talk about.
Awesome.
Ditto.
Who are you?
That was awesome.
Well, my name is Jonathan. I'm the secretary and also a board member of the Dunbar Heritage Association. So I just co-signed everything he just said.
Nice. There you go. Motion to agree, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Second that motion. That's awesome. So tell us a little bit about what motivated you to get involved with the Dunbar Association, aside from it just being, you know, part of your family and, you know, just what motivated you to get involved, Alex?
Well, just growing up here in the city of San Marcos, I was born and raised in the city of San Marcos, February 13th, 1971. So today is my
today
birthday.
Is your birthday.
Today is my
and
birthday.
You decided to come on this video show? That's awesome.
So, yeah.
Dude,
thanks for celebrating.
So, yeah. Thank so I kind of grew up with my grandfather being Harvey Miller. You know, he's always kept us in the black culture, black history of the city of San Marcos. So naturally, it just fell in my lap when he became ill. I saw a need. I stood up, fell in the role of becoming the president of the organization.
Yeah.
And I'm just trying to follow in his footsteps to keep the, promoting the black history and black culture here in San Marcos.
I love that. Well, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. Jonathan, can you tell us why you got involved as well?
It's because I'm married to him. No. Seriously.
It just comes with the territory.
I mean, that's part of it. But the other reasons why is because I just, like he said, I saw the need. Because the Dunbar Heritage Association and what Mr. Miller has done over the years is so much bigger than just black history and black culture. Yeah. He, you know, was responsible for leading the charge with the Crossroads Memorial. Mm-hmm. He did a lot for senior citizens and senior citizens awareness. Just so many different things that I can't even name. He started the Dunbar Political Action Committee in the late 70s. He initially started off in Georgetown, which is where he's from, the Rocky Hollow, Georgetown area, and he integrated the Georgetown schools. Mm-hmm. He integrated Camp Wooten. You know, so just... That's like awesome. You said, just being a part of the community, getting involved, bringing people together is really what we do, and I think we do it well. And, you know, just an opportunity to provide non-formal learning opportunities through adult education and, you know, is mm-hmm. what cultural heritage institutions do, which is what DHA is. So, you know, that was something that I was interested in. And besides it being part of the, you know, the family and just getting other people involved, getting people more aware of what we do and just getting involved in the community.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm very proud to be hosting and having you guys as be our guests in Downtown Discoveries. Thank you mm-hmm. so much for being here. Justin, what motivated you to get involved with industry and, you know, start doing these events? with the South, is it South of the Square Coalition?
Yeah, South Square Collective.
South Square Collective, excuse me.
Yeah. So I started at industry about 5 years ago once quarantine got lifted. Nice. It's been my curse that I can't get out of serving or hospitality, let's put it that way.
I agree with that.
It's so much fun. I love bartending. I love managing. And the people that I get to work with, just every place I've ever been. Mm-hmm. Like, you get to become family. You're just kind of in the mix together, and you just make it work. And it's been a lot of fun. So I've been part of the South Square Collective for about a month now, just because I learned about it last month. But it's been a lot of fun, and I believe our focus for the South Square community, I'm sorry, collective, is community itself. The whole point of, like, we're trying to keep everything local, we're trying to piggyback off each other, and just kind of grow together. And it's one of those things, like, whenever we see you succeed, then we succeed with you in that kind
of
sense. So,
of course, it's a nice synergy.
Yeah. I mean, even with the production company, we do a lot around the community. We sponsor a bunch of events. We work with Texas State, HEB, Tito's, a lot of places. But ideally, I have more fun doing the shows for free and sponsoring these shows than I do getting paid for them sometimes.
Yeah. So it can be like that. Okay. Well, tell us, you know, I'm going to move over to Alex and Jonathan. What is the main goal of your organization? What is the main goal of Dunbar? I mean, I believe you guys have said it. It's just continuing education for adults and, you know, preserving the heritage. But what more does Dunbar do?
So just in addition to what you said and reiterating what we describe, it's a whole cultural heritage organization, which we educate in non-formal learning opportunities through the arts, and through arts education, through cultural practices, spiritual beliefs, and traditions that are centered around the African-American culture. So that means that in Mr. Miller's opinion, he said that the big three that was the cornerstone of the African-American culture was Black History Month, Juneteenth, and Martin Luther King Jr. Celebrations. But it is more than that, because when you think about the arts, you think about blues, you think about rock, you think about R&B, you think about jazz, you think about country, you know, so just there's so many avenues and opportunities to learn about the roots and history of those things, you know, and then this being Black History Month, celebrating, you know, the inventions and the contributions of African Americans, you know, down through the years. So just bringing awareness to those types of things. And we also like to highlight local history. In addition to what the Calaboose African American History does, Museum does. So they have a museum. I encourage you to visit them. They have events, you know, every month, every week, every weekend in this month. But what we do mostly is, you know, just it's a living artifact that we try to create and build on a regular basis through education. So and also it's kind of like the Chautauqua or the Lyceums, where it was popular education and it moved around from place to place and it incorporated so many different aspects so that the learning opportunities were sometimes passive, sometimes they were informal and you didn't realize that you were learning, but you came away from a community event that brought people together. And just you just learn so much, because I think that when you can participate in a community event and learn something about a culture that's not yours, or maybe it's something that you didn't even really understand the roots of, you realize that you've been celebrating and, you know, participating all along. So it just makes your life so much more richer. You know, so San Marcos is a culturally diverse city. You know, the history of it is a culturally diverse city, starting with the indigenous peoples that have been here, you know, for hundreds of years. So we just like to collaborate with other organizations like Centro, the Indigenous Cultures Institute, you know, CITSI, and, you know, the Calaboose as well. So just like I said, just an amalgamation of culture and celebration and history and education.
Awesome. Alex, do you have anything to add to that? I feel like she dared nailed that answer, by the way. Thank you so much. Can you? I know that we just, I'm sorry, I know that we keep on bouncing back and forth.
That's right. That's fine.
I feel like this kind of works for us, right?
Yeah.
Just because it's just a conversation. That's awesome. Tell us a little bit more about, you know, Justin, Tell us a little bit more about like the services and the products that I know that you said that you've only joined about a month ago, but what kind of services does the South Square
Collective?
Collective.
Yeah, it's okay.
I said cool.
It's a tongue twister, honestly.
South Square
Say
Collective.
Five times five. Fast. I can't even say that right. So I think whenever it comes to services for the South Square Collective, it's a small like nonprofit setup where it just allows businesses to help each other thrive. Like I said, based earlier, community. Mm-hmm. If we can't grow together, then what's worth growing by yourself? So one of the things we're going to be trying to do here in the next upcoming months is just kind of tag team things. So like say if you come get something to drink, like consider Davenport as part of the South Square Collective, you can get something to drink. Well, maybe we'll have a QR code on their menu. That way you can go over to industry to get like 10% off your meal. And then from industry there, we'll have another QR code that sends you over to the record store just to get a certain percentage off. And it's just little things like that, even though it's just a little bit off, it just sends people around in a big circle. So we can just kind of bounce off each other. And then on top of that, I mean, we're going to be basically announcing what everybody's doing. So if any of these other smaller businesses that are around the area have something going on, cool. Let's just network and network and network, because there is no so much thing. There's no such thing as too much networking.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. As a business owner, I understand that as well. I'm a bar owner of three bars here in downtown San Marcos. Mm-hmm. I don't have any south of the square, so I've never heard of this collective, but that's awesome. So just networking and mass marketing.
Correct.
Cross platform?
I meant what you knew.
Yeah. You knew what I meant. Yeah. You knew what I meant. Well, that's awesome, man. I love that. That's, you know, that is the beautiful thing about the community of San Marcos, is that they will help each other out in those incredible ways, you know, to where if you succeed, I succeed as well.
Oh, and to tag on to that, I mean, I've been here for 11, 12 years, and I have never seen it go this strong.
Really?
Like, yeah, I'm from Southeast Texas, and it's one of the reasons why I stayed here. Like, we moved here 12 years ago in the hopes of, like, well, maybe we can go to Austin and maybe we can go to San Antonio. It turns out we don't. Like, the community here is, like, the strongest I've ever seen it in some of the towns that I've lived in.
I love that. That's awesome. So can you give us a success story or a positive impact that this collective has had on the community?
So far, I will say that, again, I've only been here for about a month.
Mm-hmm.
One of the success stories is that we've been around for a little while, and the local businesses just around the South Square kind of came together to put on this Mardi Gras parade. Mardi Gras Festival after the San Marcos Mardi Gras parade. I believe the parade's going to end somewhere around between a block or two of the industry parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
And when it came down to it, we started meeting about the event, and it just seemed like a lot of fun. So why not do it in the first place? So we're going to do what we can to have a gumbo cook-off. We got a bunch of vendors coming in just to sell some stuff. Mm-hmm. We got some breweries coming in to give away
samples
of everything. Maybe a couple of distilleries. We're still working on that. On top of that, we got five bands coming in to perform between 1 to 6 or like 1 to 7. So it's just going to be a good time. And in the hopes of that, we can outreach to a little bit more of the community and just let people know, hey, we're here.
Okay.
You can come do whatever. And even if you want to be a part of the South Square Collective, come join in with us.
Just what are the requirements to become part of the South of the Square Collective?
Honestly, just kind of south of the square. That's the whole point.
Anything south of, I'm assuming, San Antonio Street? Or?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
So
that is south of the square.
Yeah. The name kind of speaks for itself.
Well, how about, okay, well, really quick before we go on break, is there a quick success story that you guys could tell us about Dunbar?
Oh, I'll share something. I just want to give a big shout out to the community. We just had our MLK March this past January on the 20th.
Well,
Walk, walk. Yeah, for insurance purposes, it was a walk.
It was a walk.
It was a walk. Yes, it was a walk. But it was cold. It was cold that morning. And we had, this was probably one of our larger marches. And the community came out. And we had a very, very successful event that day. So big thank you to the city of San Marcos for coming out and braving and weathering the storm with us, the cold weather with us. So that right there speaks a lot about the city and the community of San Marcos and Hays County, because it was not just San Marcos, it was Hays County. Texas State, Texas State came out in droves. So it was very beautiful to see the community.
And when we get back, I want to hear more about the impact that Dunbar has on the Texas State community as well, because that's got to be awesome. I believe we're going to take a quick break right now.
Do you love listening to great music? Are you interested in topics that can blow your mind? Do you like having a good time when listening to the radio? If so, then listen to Into the Gray, Friday mornings 10 till noon. Into the Gray is a public interest radio program we can all enjoy. That's Into the Gray, Friday mornings 10 a.m. until noon on KZSM. .org in San Marcos, Texas.
Ladies and gentlemen, y toda mi gente, my name is DJ Alpha in the Mix, and I'm inviting you to tune in every week to the Latin Party Mix Show. Cada semana, we're celebrating la cultura latina. We're exploring the Latin culture and its influence through music, so we've got all the Latin jams, including local talent and others from around the world. New episodes every Thursday at 7 p.m. Central on 104.1 FM San Marcos and streaming on KZSM.org. Come join the fiesta on the Latin Party Mix Show. Tú sabes.
And we're back with Downtown Discoveries. I'm going to be your host, Jovan Marin. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening to me speak to Justin, Alex, and Jonathan. And we are learning more about them and their organizations and everything that they come to offer in the San Marcos community. So this is going to be a quick question for you guys. Tell us about, Ellen. Tell me about some challenges that the Dunbar organization has faced while operating in San Marcos, and how have you guys been able to overcome them?
So we're overcoming. So
nice.
It's progressive. It's ongoing. It's a constant challenge that I know other organizations have faced, is limited opportunities and space to meet and to actually host our events. Because despite the name, people think that we own the Dunbar Recreation Center. And Mr. Miller has a long history of involvement with the Dunbar Recreation Center, but we do not own it. Our name is derived from the historic Dunbar neighborhood, which was named after the once segregated school, who was named after Paul Lawrence Dunbar, a poet and author, African-American poet and author. So that's how we got our name, but it doesn't mean we own the building.
Yeah.
Mr. Miller actually was part of a group called the Bridge Builders back in the late 60s after Martin Luther King was assassinated, and this group came together to meet and discuss, coming together and hearing one another in, concerning the tensions and race relations at the time. So through their involvement, they eventually were able to transform the old segregated school into a park and recreation center. Mr. Miller was at the forefront of that charge, and he became the first park director. And so, down through the years, he started Dunbar Heritage Association in 1999. But ever since then, we have not had a building. It was started off mainly like as a loose association of community members coming together to host these celebrations and events. And so we became a nonprofit organization just a couple of years ago. And so the challenge now is to continue the programming and to continue hosting these events without a central location to do that. So that is something that we are working towards.
We're going to try to meet now, and how often?
Well, we meet. Zoom. That okay. Google Meets, Zoom, the library. But we host our events in different places. One of the things that we have been able to do to overcome some of these challenges is through grant opportunities with the City of San Marcos Arts.
I believe you guys are also involved with, are you guys, either of y'all involved with Briparius? The grant writing workshop?
Yes, we are. Awesome. And we have an event coming up.
I believe I saw Midi in that class.
Midi's always in that class.
Yeah. I love that. Yeah. I saw her on Zoom just like last night, actually.
Yes, she is. And so we partner with other organizations. We partner with the Price Center for our event that's coming up on February 22nd, the Sip, Paint, and Poetry event. Nice. And so we're, you know, partnering with the Price Center to host these events. So we have to be creative, you know, to do like these things and find funding.
Too, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely do.
Yeah, she's our vice president.
She's listening. We wish you the best. I honestly do. Thank you. All right. Well, tell us about... Gonna move over to Justin.
No worries.
Tell me a little bit about, you know, any challenges that you have been able to see, and, you know, how have you guys been able to overcome them?
I mean, when it comes to that, like I said earlier, I'm fairly new to the group. I don't know too much history about it. There was supposed to be somebody else here today, and I kind of chimed in last minute, so I'm just like, they're in the headlights.
Picking up, coming in.
No worries. Man, I'm so new, I don't even know. To be off the top of my head.
Well, that's awesome.
If
you don't see the challenges yet, smooth sailing.
Yeah, right? It's just, I just haven't been in the group that long. So, but one of the things that I have seen is that since we've, some of the South Square Collective groups have came together, is that the excitement that gets behind it whenever we just get together just to talk about ideas, not even just for this event, just like, hey, this is what I'm struggling with. How do you find a way to or get over this, or like, is there anything that you can just kind of give me a heads up on, like helping with this? And as like a local business owner, it's fun to be able to have that, not just the vulnerability, but a little bit of the creativity from seeing it an out of point perspective as
well. Then let me follow up with a couple other questions, you know, that way I'm two-part question.
No worries.
Can you tell me or highlight any of these groups that you're working with? And, you know, can you tell us a little bit more about this event, this Mardi Gras event that you keep talking about?
So
tell me about the groups and, you know, what is going to go on with the groups and the Mardi Gras event.
Yeah, so when it comes to the South Square Collective, just some of the businesses that we're working with that are a part of the collective. I mean, you got Triple Sex Social, you got Old Souls, you got Davenport, you got Industry, Gus's Fried Chicken, Alchemy Records, and
so I know two of these places sell food, Gus's and Industry.
Yeah.
What about the other ones?
It's not food.
Not food.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, we're not trying to keep it restaurant to restaurant. I mean, we want all the businesses around us to succeed as well.
Yeah.
And it's been fun because I was talking to Walter the other day just about bands in general, and because he's really in depth with the local music scene. And I was like, man, I'm kind of feeling hard about this one event and blah, blah, blah. He's like, here, let me help you out with a couple of ideas. And I'm like, okay, cool. That's what I need. A little bit of extra inspiration to go in there just to add to the spark. What other questions do you have?
So tell us more about the Mardi Gras event because we're wrapping up.
Oh, heard. So it's going to be at the Industry parking lot. It's a 110 East Martin Luther King Drive. We're gonna have food there. We're doing a gumbo cook-off. Gus is gonna be handing out free fried chicken.
That's awesome.
Along with the breweries coming in to give out samples.
Kids allowed.
Yeah, kids are totally allowed. THRC is actually gonna have a bouncy castle. So
nice.
That's my thing. I'm gonna go have a lot of fun in that thing. Hopefully not drop kicking kids, but
it's Adult Swim.
Yeah, exactly. on top of that, like I said, we're gonna have live music too. I mean, you can't go wrong with live music, and we're keeping all the bands local. Like we're not getting any bands from Austin.
Nope.
We're not getting any from like out of town. They're all originally from San Marcos.
That is so good to hear. Thank you again for telling us a little bit more about this event and what day is going to be at what time.
This is going to be March 1st. It's a Saturday. The San Marcos Mardi Gras Parade goes from 12 to about 1:30.
Yes, sir.
We're going to start our event from 1 till around 6-ish or just whenever the party stops.
Fair.
Goes till midnight. Let's go. Alex, Jonathan, please tell me about any events that our community of San Marcos should know that we should attend to, and you know what are ways that San Marcos can contribute.
Well, the best way to learn about all of our events always is going to be our website, dhasmtx.com, and just look for all the events. But the events that we have coming up this month, we have a Black History Kids event that's going to be that we partnered with the San Marcos Public Library, and that's going to take place this weekend. I believe it's from.
Ooh,
Lord.
Okay, all right. Look, you keep going. I know. I'm
She's looking at his wife for help.
I'm like, oh my gosh, I got so much stuff going on in my head.
It's okay.
So it's like the time.
Yeah, it's your birthday.
And it's, so I do know, and it's going to be from ages, I believe, 6 to 12 or 6 to 11. So it's just going to be not preschool, but first grade up to sixth grade.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be at San Marcos Public Library.
From 11 to 2.
11 to 2. There we go. That's why she's the secretary.
That's why she's incredible.
So that's going to take place. I believe registration is still open. So if you want to register your kids, your little ones, just go on our website and search for the event. It's on our website. And you can register your children.
Is this a free event?
It is. Everything that we do is free.
It's a free education. Almost.
Except on the 22nd, we're going to be having a sip, paint, and poetry event that we partnered with the Price Center. Mm-hmm. And that's going to, like I said, it's going to take place at on the 22nd. That is from 4 to 7.
Mm-hmm.
Tickets are $20 pre-sale, $25 at the door. Tickets are going fast, so I really encourage people to get on, get online and do that.
Yes, sir.
Anything else?
That's it.
We'll be right back with you for some closing thoughts.
All right, no
Justin.
Problem.
Any other events? Anything else that we should know? You know, about.
Not off the top of my head, but I will say with the South Square Collective that. This is going to be our first big event that we're hosting, and hopefully we're here to do this every quarter, if not every 6 months, something like this.
Yes, sir.
Just to kind of keep the live music capital of San Marcos going.
I mean, the live music capital of San Marcos.
Yeah, specifically San Marcos.
So funny. I like it.
That's what I call it, at least.
I'm very excited to see the results of these events, and I'm very excited to hopefully catch up with you guys later on this year.
Of course.
I'm inviting you guys all to come back and tell me about all this stuff. Thank you guys again. And then final thoughts, is there anything else that you'd like to share with our listeners? Justin, can people find you?
Come find us at Industry.
Come find you at Industry.
Yeah. We're going to be having a good time most of the day and most of the night.
And where is Industry located?
That is going to be 110 East Martin Luther King Drive in San Marcos, Texas.
Beautiful. And then how can our listeners contact you guys? I know you guys gave out the website already. But
so our website is
Instagram or?
Yes. Oh, we're everything is DHASMTX on Instagram, Facebook. What an X, I guess that's what they're calling it.
Yeah, whatever.
So,
Twitter.
Yeah, Twitter.
Right.
But yeah, but there's a lot of stuff going on in the city of San Marcos for Black History Month. Check with the Calaboose. Go to their website. They got stuff going on every weekend for the month of February. We have, like I said, our kids event this Saturday and then our Sip Paint and Poetry on the 22nd.
That's awesome. Well, thank you guys again so much for being here and for making Downtown Discoveries just another great episode. Best one yet.
Well, thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Thanks.